As I say, it's going to cut at this point for the podcast, but never mind, I saw it go. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, 1972, lead singer T.P. Teddy Prendergast. Nobody can compete with him. But the Heptones, they give it a go a year later in 1973. Very brave. It's a nice little bounce of the rhythm still. Single on its own, fine, but in comparison, well, there is no comparison. I also feel sorry for the next artist following this.
Baby, now
Marvin, 1973. Lloyd Terrell tried this in 1974.
If you're feeling like I'm feeling, baby, come on.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
Let's get it on. Let's let baby. Let's get it on. Let's get it on, sugar. Let's get it on. We're all sensitive people, so much to give. Understand each other since we got to be. Let's live. I love you. There's nothing wrong with me loving you, baby, na na, and giving yourself to me can never be wrong if the love is true. Let me
Lloyd Terrell, Harry J. Label, 1974. Let's get it on. This OJ's album, this two coming from this. Two covers from this album. This is the first. Kalinka, enjoying the excursion, eh? That one, OJ's, Now That We Found Love, 1973. I'm not sure it was a single, but that Gamble and Huff, they wrote all this album, this Ship Ahoy album. Dangerous Guys, Gamble and Huff. And 4 years later, we got this one.
We
Hey Maya, I see you're painting in the new year. Well done.
Make that shook, all over the place. I say, come on, baby, when the music's playing, I wanna see you dance, dance, dance. Come on, baby.
Writing, lyrical geniuses, Gamble and Huff. I don't know, your brain just works like that sometimes, isn't it?
Thank you. as your eyes can see. Men, women, and baby slaves coming to the land of liberty, where life's design is already made.
Yes, Kalinka, that's a dangerous introduction, isn't it? And the version of this from the Cimarrons, ooh, equally dangerous. I'll send it to you.
The sea with jazz, riding on the wave. We are riding on the wave.
That's a 10-minute track, but that track is deep, it's dark, about the middle passage of the transatlantic slave trade, the motion of the ocean. You know, that from writers like Gamble and Huff, which basically wrote the soundtrack to The Sound of Philadelphia, you know, all the lovers stuff that they did and the funky stuff. That was a seminal piece of work, unbelievable. But this year, Kalinka, take this version, Excursion.
Oh,
Version, in my humble opinion. Cimarron's lead singer Winston Reedy. A nice little cover that. In fact, that's how I discovered OJ singing, to be honest. I had no idea. I bought it for this and this album for this and Zion. And then I thought, oh, Gamble and Huff, let's research. Come on. Anyway, enough of the dark stuff for today. You know what I mean? We're gonna nice it up now with these guys. Stylistics. Okay, Kalinka, what you playing next?
Smile. Never thought that fairy tales came true.
Unmistakable Stylistics 1971. When I saw this cover for sale for £1, you're mad. You can't sell this for £1. This is 1983. Come on, Kalinka. Clinker, you selecting that one? Come on, son. Kalinka, you got them tunes. Errol Dunkley, Bet You By Golly Wow cover. Dangerous. That was 1983. So now we're dropping back to 1973 for this. Another one of my mum's favourite artists, Millie Jackson. She could be raw.
First you take my heart in the palm of your hands and you squeeze it tight. Then you take my mind and play with it all night. You take my pride and you throw it up against the wall. You take me in your arms, baby, and bounce me like a rubber ball. What you're doing, you see, 'cause this pain you're feeling is ooh, so good to me. Don't you know it, it hurts so good. Don't you know it, it hurts so good. don't ever take the hurt off me. Cause it would hurt even worse if you'd ever, ever leave.
Oh, yes, it would.
Even though sometimes it's hard for me to bear. I make myself whole lot. Cause if it kills me, I don't care. Cause baby,
baby,
I don't want you to ever quit. It ain't no good till it hurts a little bit.
Cause it
hurts so good. Don't you know that it
hurts
so good? Oh, baby,
it hurts
so good. Don't you ever.
Now, Millie Jackson is dangerous. But this Susan Cadogan, I think he takes it.
First you take my heart in the palm of your hand and squeeze it tight. Then you take my mind and play with it all night. You take my pride and you throw it up against the wall. You take me in your arms, baby, and bounce me like a broken ball. What you're doing, you see, cause this hurting feeling was so good to me. Cause don't you know that
so good.
Don't you know that
so good.
Don't you know that
so good.
It hurts so good. You take my name and you scandalize in the streets.
Susan Cadogan, 1975, 2 years after the original. I was getting ready for the show today. I'm thinking, I forgot enough music. I don't know. Panicking. But as it turns out, I've got too much as usual, and I'm running out of time. We are running out of time. So watch out. Come on, Roberta Flack. Ooh.
Try to tell myself that
alongside Donny Hathaway. Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway. Now there is a couple of reggae versions that I know of anyway. One's with Janet Kay partnering Dennis Brown, but this Lloyd Campbell and Sarah Lee is my preference. If it's not yours, then we'll have to sort it out the next time we do the show, innit? Campbell, The Closer I Get to You. Nice version. Great vocals.
The closer I get to you.
Billy Stewart, he's sitting in the park waiting for you.
Right here, waiting for you, my dear. Seriously.
Time might just kill me, you know.
Billy Stewart.
It's nice. Original.
But it's nowhere near this. Maka, you can get your bass up on this one, you know.
Sandra, DUI label, Disco 45, 1979. Nobody knew in 1967 the significance of this one. Well, the significance of reggae music anyway.
I can tell by the way I just been kissed. There's been a whole lot of loving that I've missed. You've been holding out. You've been holding out. You've been holding out. And now I know, cause you never ever kissed me this way before. You've been holding. You've been holding out.
Hold on, hold on. I think they flipped this one on me. The cheek. Holding out, that is. Well, I'm just putting holding out on now. Cheek of it. Sure. Busy putting records away and packing up a nana for. What was that? Anyway, this is the one that was significant. 1967, Robert Parker.
You said he was your cousin. Oh, but I found out that he wasn't. Cousins don't kiss, especially like this. Oh, I'm afraid I've caught you in a lie. I never thought I will see
the day. 1967, Robert Parker. And the most significant thing about that is
8 years later, 1975. This one launched a whole new genre in reggae music. Lovers Rock. This was the first ever. Louisa Mark, 1975. I think alongside Dennis Bavell, I think. Can't just burst into studio like that, pal. With Louisa Marks is playing, so watch it, kid. Chris from Sounds Like This, he's in studio, bopping away, you know, with his best white Rastaman skank. He's doing all right. He's improving.
I think the challenge is
on me. You don't need hair. You don't need dreadlocks, mate. Don't worry. Rasta's in your heart.
Stay
alive. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. No, you don't need them. Muta Baruka says you don't need dreadlocks. You don't need them. That's right. He's the man. Anyway, Maya,
Kalinka, Root, Mr. Fearon, Maka. Bless up. What good. Thanks for tuning in again. First show of the new year. I've enjoyed it. Hope you've enjoyed it. You know, it's been a reggae meets soul or soul meets reggae version excursion. It's not bad for sure. I thought they don't have enough music, but I've got too much. I could play for another hour, but that Chris won't let me. He's like that. Anyway, people, I'd say in Jamaica, what good, especially in the snow. And I'll catch you all next week. We're gone.